this technically started when I was a child. An uncle who was in stationery gave me a deck of promotional cards, which were Batman. They were thrown aside for many, many years. And then a few years ago, I was just looking for something to do, something to collect, and thought that playing cards would be a bit different, and then discovered that there are other collectors out there. I started mainly going around $2 shops and op shops, but then people started going on holidays. They wanted to bring back something for me, or something small and affordable. Then my partner discovered commemorative decks, and the whole thing's blown out of proportion from there.
I can see some Betty Boop. I can see Star Trek, Kiss. Tell me what some of your most interesting playing card decks are.
The more interesting ones to me are the ones I pick up at op shops that clearly are, 50 years older, that date back sort of to the 1940s. It is not that easy trying to age a deck of cards, but if you look for copyright symbols, sometimes it gives you a clue. One of the more interesting decks that has come my way is this one here, which is a deck of cards featuring Russian propaganda posters. Other decks that I've picked up, which are a little bit unusual, are things with political themes. Here I've got a deck of Margaret Thatcher cards. One of the more controversial decks, or well-known decks, are the Iraqi cards that were put out by the Americans when they went and invaded Iraq, with Saddam Hussein and all his cronies on them. Pretty much anyone and everyone will put out a deck of cards at some point.
Sorry, a very diverse collection. You've got quite a few different collections. Over here, we've got a collection of Def Leppard memorabilia and recordings, which, of course, is the rock band which was very popular in the 80s. Tell me about your collection here, and I suppose why you started with it.
Well, it all started back in about when I was in year 8, year 9. Def Leppard were big on the charts at the time. The album Hysteria had just been released, and that was going gangbusters on the charts and breaking records all over the place. I'd never heard anything like it, and it completely grabbed me. And after buying that album, I immediately went out and bought their previous albums to see where this band had come from. I realised they had quite a detailed history to them. They'd been around for quite a few years. They'd had quite a number of disasters, especially with their drummer losing his arm. And they're a band that's never let me down, and weirdly enough, every album they've put out has somehow reflected the stages of my life that I was going through at the time. So when I was sort of on the verge of adulthood, leaving high school, that's when the song Let's Get Rocked came out. And then going through into my early 20s, going through a bit of a depression at the time, studying at uni, quite a few things were against me. That's when the album Slang came out, and there's quite a few darker themes on that album. One of the albums I'll be taking with me, or it's actually a 7-inch single, is a split 7-inch featuring Rock Brigade by Def Leppard on Side A, and then featuring two other songs by two other bands, which is a promotional album that was put out way back when. I haven't been able to date this one, and I haven't actually found any direct references to it online either. So I believe it to be incredibly rare.
Now, your collecting has also kind of filtered through the family. There's six of you, and both your partner and both your children are into collecting. What do they collect?
My son is just obsessed with Pokemon, pure and simple, just Pokemon. My daughter's a little bit more diverse, being a 7-year-old girl. She loves princesses, particularly the Disney princesses, but she's also diversified into collecting Tom and Jerry.
One of your most interesting collections, well, I think, is your collection of bones, which is in the shed out the back. Can you tell me how that one started?
That's a great question. Mostly by accident was bone collecting, but having a history as a biology teacher certainly helped. And being an amateur photographer, one of my favourite things to shoot is bones because I just love the textures and the colours that come out of bones. And being in a rural area, it doesn't take much to ask around, and someone will say, "Yes, I've got a dead cow down the backyard," or "I've got a dead sheep." And most of the bones that I've currently got in the collection just arrived on my front doorstep at one point. Someone had dropped them off there. They'd heard word of mouth that I was collecting bones, and there were three chaff bags full of cow bones. I've also picked up a few others along the way, mostly sheep. If you happen to stop at the roadside somewhere in a rural area, you're going to find some sort of roadkill or something. Leave it there long enough, and you'll come back and you'll find bones.
Can I ask you why?
Well, I use them in photography, but I also just like the fact that they're there, really. I mean, if they're going to be out the bush, they're going to you know, they're not really going to do anything out in the bush. So I've just taken to picking them up and using them from time to time in photography.
As I've mentioned, you've got quite a few different collections on the go. Would you say that you're a bit of a collecting addict?
Not really, because most of the collections that, or things that I've collected are more passive. Like the Def Leppard collection really dates back to me being a teenager. I've started adding to that in recent years, having shelved it, only because of the Collector's Fair, and that's reawakened my love for the band. But if I find something in an op shop these days, that's all well and good, and I'll add that to the collection.
Bernard, what is it that you love about collecting?
I come from a family of hoarders, and this is just legalised and organised hoarding, really. It gives me a chance to find things that I appreciate some sort of value for, and it gives me a chance to put them in some sort of context where I can appreciate them myself, whether they're on display like I do with the cards, or it gives me a chance to put them on display at a collector's fair, just so that other people can appreciate them too.